Okay, we're back now after I screwed things up as usual. I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Newburyport Daily News sports editor Kyle Gaudette. Kyle, how you doing?
Well, man, yeah, good to be back, good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to have you on board here, and I don't really know where to start, except I kind of want to look at hockey up in the region for a second here. In the Cal, Linfield dominating the Cal. I don't want to say dominating, but a big win over the weekend over North Reading, and Newburyport playing very well. What's your take on the Cal in hockey?
Yeah, so I think you definitely got, you know, Linfield's at the top, and they had beat Newburyport last week as well, along with North Reading, so they've sort of beaten everybody in the league so far. So they're definitely up there, but I mean, Newburyport has definitely been playing well, and they've won 7 of their last 9, and I don't know if you saw over the weekend on Saturday was the big, Newburyport Triton rivalry game. And
yeah,
it was honestly a fantastic game. You know, scoreless, went into overtime, and the kid Max Puglio for Newburyport as a junior, he scored a shorthanded overtime game winner. So it's really stuff of dreams for that kid, I'm sure. So that was a fantastic game. So don't sleep on Newburyport.
No.
They're playing well at the right time here.
And the other thing, I don't know if Masco, is Masco in your coverage area?
They are not.
Okay, well, they're from the CAL originally, of course, and, you know, they and Gloucester, I don't know if you've had one eye on them, but man, what a rivalry those two schools have had. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting in the playoffs. So tell me a little bit, without handcuffing you here, maybe some of the priorities in terms of your coverage that we can take a look at, because I'm looking at your articles here, and you talked about the Triton swim team. You got a couple of articles on Triton. You got Amesbury goes to the Garden. Give us some stuff to talk about here.
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot happening. It was certainly a busy weekend. So if you wanted to highlight the swimming, that was the Cal Championship was over the weekend, and the Triton co-op team, they have kids from like Triton, Newburyport, Pentucket, and Georgetown on that team. So, but they're really having a great year. And, Amesbury basketball got a chance to play at the Garden on Saturday, which was a great opportunity for them. Fortunately, they didn't play all that well against North Reading, but they'll get things back on track. But it's definitely, I'm trying to, give all the sports their proper due. And we got track coming up here as well. I think the league championship for that is tomorrow.
So,
what's going on, and basketball is definitely the basketball race is heating up down the stretch. So.
Okay, before we ask you about some of the kids you covered, I want to get Tim involved here, but I want to ask you about an article you just posted online. I presume it'll be in print tomorrow in the Newburyport News, but it has to do with some Newburyport kids playing up at St. University. St. Lawrence University.
Yeah. We just had a little blurb on that. There's three former Newburyport track athletes who are surprisingly all up at St. Lawrence. Actually, one of them is the daughter of the Newburyport indoor track coach, so he sort of let me know that interesting little note. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay, and that'll be in the print version of tomorrow's Newburyport News, and of course it's online right now. And I'm going to let Tim pick this up after I ask you about. Tell me some of the things that are highlights since last we talked in terms of your coverage, whether it's boys girls hockey, boys girls basketball, swimming, track, whatever. What are some of the things that have caught your eyes, and maybe a couple of performers who have stood out?
I guess we start with girls basketball. Amesbury, they just had a huge win over Newburyport. Newburyport was undefeated, but Amesbury gave them their first loss, and their top player, Avery Hallen, and she actually just scored her 1,000th point a couple weeks ago, and she had 39. Scored 39 and that went over Newburyport.
Wow.
So she went off, and it's sort of the big rivalry up there. I mean, I think Newburyport's number one in the Kinney division, and Amesbury's the top in the Baker. So those sort of the two top teams, and Pentucket is right up there too in the Kinney. And I think Pentucket and Newburyport play each other quite soon. So that's going to be the game to go to. And on the boys' side, again, Newburyport as well. Sort of like the hockey team, they're sort of finding their their stride at the right time. I think they've won, you know, maybe 4 or 5 in a row, or 5 out of the last 6 or something like that. So, the Rufford Boars are definitely, they're definitely finding it. They got a lot of good 3-point shooters on their team. So they're always dangerous. Even if they're down, you know, they can come back, you know, in a few possessions.
Cool. Tim.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm here.
Good evening, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Every now and then, Rick remembers I'm still sitting here. And
that's why I have control of the mic, you see. Because you're not in the studio with me. Otherwise, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle, you know, you look at the history of the KPN League, and, you know, Linfield, traditional power, you know, across the sports, Newburyport has always been a team that, a school that always has impressed me in terms of multi-sport athletes and participating, you know, across the board. And always you find their team real competitive, you know, and of course the great coach, Bill Pettengill, up at the high school for years. I remember covering his last game against Hamilton Wenham. And, not Reading. I mean, you go to Frankie Carey, you know, a long time friend of mine. We both grew up in Lynn and played for the same teams, him a little bit before me. But, you know, I remember Amesbury was always not so much a football, but a wintertime hockey all the time. Hamilton Wenham has been good across the board. And you go to Manchester and Rockport. You know, for a long while the Sisters of the Poor, but of late they really have found their stride. Obviously, keeping some athletes at home and really performing well in their leagues. It's going to be really a joy to cover this smaller league, but schools that put out outstanding teams with occasional exceptional talent. But here you've got to really play team ball.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I never really thought of that before. But yeah, I mean, now that you mention it, just thinking about even just this winter in general, and it's like I have so many teams who are playing extremely well. And I know it's a lot of it is based, you know, for state tournament purposes now is on the like the MIA rankings. But I mean, I got a ton of teams that are in, you know, our coverage area that are, you know, really, you know, near the top of their division and top of the Cal and, you know, the top of the MIA ranking system. So it's, I guess in a way it's definitely been fortunate to be able to cover, you know, so many great athletes and great teams.
Go ahead, Jim. Oh, okay. In your coverage, Kyle, you know, you're not that far removed from high school and college. And when I first started, before there was electronics, it was tough interviewing kids. And then, you know, as time goes on with everything, you know, the social media and so on, do you find, you know, once you talk with coaches and so on, but do you find that the kids are pretty darn articulate and they're going to understand, you know, what team is all about, and they give you pretty good interviews?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think a lot of the kids I've talked to have really, you know, again, sort of preached everything you just said about, you know, the team. Even I know we were just talking about the, you know, the kid Max who scored the game winning goal for, Newburyport Hockey in that huge win over the weekend. You know, he just kept talking about how much it meant for, like, you know, the seniors on the team to beat their rival in Triton, and, you know, he just kept bringing that up. So, I'm definitely, and he's, you know, one of many kids I've talked to who sort of, you know, all
we have,
given great interviews, yeah, for sure.
We have the Salem News sports writers on once a week with Bill Newell. And last week they were talking about coaches in the area, just as Tim alluded to. And for you as a young guy coming in, it doesn't take you very long to understand the culture of some of these high schools, I'm sure, that you might not have been all that familiar with. But the coaches, in Tim's and Bill's and all of our experience, to me, the coaches are so solid and so good in explaining the program and explaining their public relations gems for their schools, I guess. Have you found, this is a loaded question, but I'm sure you found it kind of comforting to talk to the coaches your first couple of times around, because they sort of make it easy on us in the media. Do you find that the same way?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And there's a ton of great coaches that, you know, I interact with, you know, every day. And even in the sense that, like, it's, you know, I cover, you know, 5-6 schools in every sport. So it's like, it's impossible to know everything all at once. But like the majority of the coaches I work with have been, you know, so good with providing me information, giving me story ideas, you know, letting me know, hey, you know, this rivalry game is coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks. So it'd probably be good if, you know, it'd be nice if you were there and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, like with the athletes I'm covering too, it's fortunate. There's a lot of good coaches who are, you know, helping me as much as I'm trying to, you know, help them.
Yeah.
And getting good coverage.
Well, that's it. It's a two-way street. And I, you know, when I first started, it used to be great to see, you know, my byline, in a paper or to get published or, you know, to see, that you're on radio or whatever it might have been. And that was really cool. I felt so great about it. But then, you know, after once or twice, that kind of wears off. And the joy for me was watching some of these games. And I'd like to ask you about what's the enjoyment you get out of covering so many sports, Kyle, because they can't all be your favorite. But on the other hand, you can watch something, a sport that's not your favorite, but watch this kid and say, wow, that was something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can find athletes anywhere. It was cool. It's sort of on those same lines. I did a story on, you know, one of the kid from Triton, Jared Leonard, who, you know, grade 3 sport athlete and, you know, committed to play lacrosse at the D2 level. And, you know, he had his opportunities to, you know, maybe go, you know, to prep route or something like that, you know, play better competition in high school, chose to stay at home. But, I just mentioned that a quote he gave me was like, you know, you can find talent everywhere.
Yeah.
Like if you're good, people will find you. So I guess that's sort of on the same line of the question you've asked. It's like, you know, it doesn't, for me, like you said, I don't really care, like, what sport I cover. Like, I just want to see a good game.
Awesome.
And like, I try to have a plan. Like, if I know, like a couple weeks ago, I knew Avery Hallen was close to scoring her 1,000 points. So that was like sort of my plan going into that. And I knew I wanted to hopefully try to be there for that. And then you just get different story ideas throughout the season that, you know, pop up and stuff. So
yeah. And Tim, you're familiar.
You know, what you said is really so true. I coached baseball for a number of years at a couple of different schools, and our team wasn't so successful, but we had a kid who was just really athletically gifted, and the San Francisco Giants found him and drafted him, and he went out to Arizona to train. And it's what I always told the kids in my teams: if you're good enough, you're gonna get seen. You know, there's a coach out there who knows somebody, or there's a bird dog who's going to see somebody, and they're gonna see you, and they're gonna put your name in the pipeline, and you'll hear from people. You'll hear from college coaches. So, you know, don't think that, you know, playing here is going to be a negative for you. Go out here, play the best you can, play the way you can play, and you will get noticed. And I always used to use that story of the player at the high school down in Maryland as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, you know, who is Dave Meggett? Dave Meggett, you know, played at a little-known college in Maryland, and how did he get fouled? Oh, somebody probably going looking to see another player who was playing Towson State, and all of a sudden he's looking on the field and who's this little guy, Dave Meggett, running around past everybody, through everybody, and all of a sudden he's winning 2 Super Bowls. You know, so I tell him, I said, if you're good enough, they'll find you.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, bring that up to, like, you know, disparage, like, you know, prep schools or anything. I mean, you know, everybody has their own, you know, path that they go on. But just as an example of, you know, it was true. I really like the quote that, you know, the kid, you know, Jerry gave me, you know.
Yeah.
If you're good, if you have talent, you know, they'll find you.
Hey, Kyle, before we end it here, we're coming to the end of the half hour. Off the top of your head, give me a quick rundown on who are the best bets to qualify for the tournament in your area. A couple of schools, whatever sports they might be.
You kind of cut out. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Who are the odds-on favorites to get into the tournament? A couple of schools in your region, you know, whether it's Newburyport Hockey or whatever. What are we looking for tournament runs as we approach the end of the season? In other words, who's the best bet to get into the tourney in your area?
Newburyport Hockey, like you said, is a good one. Actually, I think, you know, Georgetown Basketball may have already qualified somehow. I think somebody put something on Twitter or something. They're already qualified for the tournament, which
mm-hmm.
I found was weird because I thought they were doing the ranking system. And, you know, if there's still, I don't know. But we got a lot of good boys hoops teams, you know, Newburyport, Amesbury.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgetown, you know, all can make good runs. If the favorites, I would probably go Newburyport Hockey, Newburyport Boys Girls Basketball,
mm-hmm.
Amesbury and Pawtucket Girls Basketball.
All right.
And I apologize to any of
the
teams if I'm
missing. No, that's what the paper's for. You know, we can all read this. That's what we're doing here. We're teasing this. You all read about it in the Newburyport Daily News. That's the whole point of this stuff. But we appreciate your expertise in catching us up on what's going on up there. Kyle, thanks, man. I'm going to be in touch and stay well.
I don't know if I would call it expertise, but I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You're there, brother. You're there.